Gina McNeil, the Utah Amber Alert Coordinator.
Okay.
Jack Carruth, Police Chief, South Salt Lake City.
Keith Squires, Commissioner, Utah Department of Public Safety.
I know who you all are, but on the sound later, I might get it mixed up. So I basically, because that was that time the first time, wasn't it, that every phone got one of these alerts?
First time the state of Utah used it.
That's right, and we should clarify. Because I remember being in my house, backyard in Sugar House, my phone started buzzing in a weird way. It was different, and my husband's into it at the same time, and we looked. And then I thought, oh, that's too bad. But to take that next step, I guess, of looking outside and being like, well, let me look around my surroundings. Is that what this teaches us, I guess, to do?
Yes, it is. They've been sending Amber Alerts for 2 years, but Utah hasn't sent one because at this point we need a plate number. They will not send one without a license plate number. So this was number one and the first and very successful, happy ending because of it.
Is that what's going to happen from now on, or is there a threshold for that?
No, this will happen from now on, 24/7. We used to not send them for the state of Utah. We opted to not send them from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. But after this successful alert, now we will be sending them 24/7. So at 3 in the morning, should it qualify, your phone is going to make that noise. 5 in the morning, it's going to make that noise just to let everybody know that an Amber Alert has been issued throughout the state of Utah. And I do want to add, it's not that just the people that live in the state of Utah that are going to be receiving this. People, truck drivers, people passing I-15 because it's cell phone or tower. It goes by cell phone tower. So if you're just traveling I-80, just traveling from through Utah, you will also receive Utah's Amber Alert.
We need all those eyes.
Right, right.
Yeah, with respect to your question, that's exactly what we're hoping for, is that the success of this reminds people that when you do get that alert, that, you know, you take that extra moment, look around, you know, be aware of your surroundings and vigilant of your surroundings, because it might result in something like this where, you know, there's a child sitting outside your business. And what Leslie Feet did was not only brave, it was an act of heroism, but where she put herself in jeopardy. And generally, law enforcement, we don't encourage that you take risks like that. But when it involves a child, I think some instincts take over and you react. So what she did was very clear and thought out, to bring the child inside the business, lock the doors, call 911, shelter the child in place, and let us come and resolve the problem. So it was a great act of bravery, great act.
And so it does show that they are used with discretion, but for such a key purpose, I think.
It is, and you can see just by what happened here just how powerful this tool is, and especially when it's precisely executed the way that it was here with Ms. Fiat.
I'm up at 3 a.m. I wouldn't mind, you know, for radio. There are people up all night, and so that's probably the reason why.
Sure.
So you have all those eyes looking for our, like she said, our precious children.
We had reaction from the public as soon as this went out, and it was announced that Utah doesn't send it between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. And there were people who said, we work graveyards. We should be receiving this notification, additional notification. Obviously, we have our Amber Alert that is sent out to cell phones and to emails to alert people. But this special alert and the sound of it. So if you're not receiving it on your phone or email, this specific alert, you will always receive it.
Anything else I'm forgetting to ask?
Well, I want to just recap what Gina said, and we're grateful for BCI's, you know, support on this and how they review this alert. From a law enforcement perspective, those critical first hours are, I mean, they're critical to law enforcement and the recovery of that child. So to wait to the possibility or the thought of having to wait until a certain time and allowing those critical moments to pass was just baffling to law enforcement. So hats off to BCI for making that change. I know law enforcement, speaking for the state, appreciates that greatly.
Those crucial moments, yeah. Well, this is so great. Thank you so much.